Okay, if you'll just give us your name for us, okay?
Montree McCarter.
Montree McCarter, okay. And when were you born, Miss Montree?
I was born at Titus, Georgia.
Titus, Georgia?
That's on Hightower.
Hightower.
Yeah.
When were you born?
1824.
8/18/24. So you're getting ready for your 100th birthday.
Yes, I am.
Who were your parents?
Mildred Dover and Sarah Jane Eller Dover.
What do you remember about where you were born, the community you grew up in?
Well, I was raised up at Lower Hightower.
Do you remember anything about growing up there?
Well, we worked pretty hard, you know. That's back when you had to work in the fields. We had a little country farm, you know. And we had to work on that farm, you know. It's not like kids doing today. They don't know what a farm is no more.
What kind of stuff did you grow on your farm?
Corn and cane that you made syrup out of. And I always had a big garden, you know.
You canned your food, I guess.
We canned our food, yeah, and dried it and pickled it, you know. Yeah.
Do you raise animals up there
Oh,
too?
yeah, we had horses and cows, hogs.
Do you have any siblings?
Have any what?
Sit brothers or sisters?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had three brothers and two half sister, one half sister and one half brother.
What were their names?
Warden Dover and Boyd Dover and Avery Dover. That was my brothers. Well, I had a sister that died when she was 11. The doctors were treating her for worms, and her appendix bursted, and she died when she was 11. Mother took her to the hospital, and she died when she was 11. And then my mother, my dad died when I was just small, about 2, 3 years old. And mother died. I married George Taylor, and they had Mildred Taylor and Johnny Taylor, you know, they're my half sister and half brother.
Which hospital would they have gone to at that time? Where was the hospital?
At Franklin, North Carolina. That's where my little sister died. Yeah.
That would have been a long journey, right, at that
Yeah,
time.
my dad, he died. You know, back in those days, they worked in the woods, you know, there were no jobs, no work. And he took pneumonia. He had flu, and then he took pneumonia. And you know, back in the 20s, they didn't have nothing to give you if you got sick. Maybe aspirin. I don't know whether they had aspirin or not, you know. But he died, and my sister died in the same year. She lost my dad and my sister in the same year.
So, what else do you remember about growing up in Titus and Lower Hightower?
Well, we just went to school, you know. We went to school. I had to go to school. We went to school at Lower Hightower, you know. They had a little old school down there next to Bear Meat Road, you know. That little old school used to be. That's where I went to school. Well, I went to high school, you know, it all was. And first, we had a schoolhouse up there on the hill, and we had to have wood, you know, for heat back in them days. But then they built that big, long, white schoolhouse, and then that's where I finished high school, in that big, long, white schoolhouse, you know.
The Hiawassee High School.
Hiawassee High School. I don't know, is that schoolhouse still up there?
It's not.
Tore it down.
Yep.
everything they tore down.
Yep, they have.
Well,
Do you remember any of your teachers that you had?
yeah, Mr. Logan was our principal, and Miss Camp, she was one. She's a little young her. I don't know about the rest, but it's been a while since.
How about any of your classmates? Do you remember any of
Oh
them?
yeah. You know, I have a picture in yonder of our when we graduated. There's 21 of us graduated high school. And Manita Braun and me is the only two that's alive. And she is 101 January. She's older than me. And but her and me's the only two that's left out of that class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
It's 41.
41?
Yeah.
What were your favorite subjects in school?
Well, I didn't care too much for none of them.
Didn't care too much for none of them?
No, I liked them all, really. You know.
The Lower Hightower School, was it a one-room schoolhouse?
No, we had two rooms.
Had two rooms.
It got set. Because little and cheering and another room for the other. Mr. Kimsey was our teacher, and Betty, you got your lessons from under him. And Mary Will Phillips was one of the teachers, and she talked a long time up there, and Virgie Clark talked up there. And Mr. Kimsey, he really made you get your lessons. I learned more there than I did in high school.
Is there anyone in the community up there that you can remember?
Well, they're all dead.
Well, do you remember anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Just any stories or anyone from up there?
Mr. Lyons has lived next to us, Frank Lyons. And you remember Mary Lou Lyons? She married that Mathis.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter comes every week and stays a couple hours with me. But I used to play, her and me, her mother and me used to play in the creek all the time. And mother didn't like me playing that creek and it cold, you know. But she's been dead for a while, really has.
Yep.
But the Hicks is see living next to us, and the Walls is. Carrots. But now it's like a city. They say it that way. So many big houses built up there. But that old road was gravel, you know, wasn't blacktop. We had to walk all over from Swallers Creek to the main highway to catch a school bus to go to high school. Most of them just had to walk out of their house and get on, but we had to walk about a mile, you know, on that road to get on the bus, you know, on the main highway.
So you live back into Swallows Creek then?
Yeah, yeah. They thought it's terrible, you know, when you lived off the highway, you know, now everybody wants to move in the hills. They're on the mountains. But they thought we was awful, you know, living way off in the road. Just lived where you could, you know.
Yeah.
My granny, Alice, and Aunt Margie came and talked with us yesterday.
Yeah.
And they told me a story. When you just said that, it reminded me. And they were telling us a story about Pa Hicks talking to somebody, and I don't know what year this would have been, but the bus still didn't, the bus still wasn't coming up there.
Uh-uh.
And at one point, I think they said it was an election year, and he said they were going to bring the bus up, and he said, no, you need to bring it all the way up. And so I don't know what year that would have been, but that was one thing they told me.
Yeah, probably married then.
Yeah.
And she didn't have no buses up that way when I was going.
Because they said the road would get real muddy, right? Like,
oh, no, if you walked in mud.
For a while.
Yeah.
So I've heard that there was the Swallows Creek Bridge. There was a flood that washed it out one time.
Yeah.
Do you remember that happening?
No, that happened after.
After you?
There used to be a corn mill right above there where they ground the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Lou Lyons and me, we just come a little drowned. This girl was supposed to hold us. And we was up there, you know, and she turned us loose, and boy, we had to fight to get out of that there pond. You know how it'd run the water down that chute?
Yeah.
Well, it was dragging us in that way. Boy, we was really headed hard to get out of that lake. She run off. We'd have whipped her, you know, if we'd have found her. But she run off and left us. We had laid there a pretty good while to get her breath. And I never did learn to swim after that.
Never wanted to be in the water after that, did you?
I didn't want my head done that no more.
So what do you remember about the area before the lake was built?
Well, it's just about the same, you know, everywhere. They cleaned off the lakes, you know, and people had to move. A lot of people had to move, you know. And Mr. Strad, he owned all this land, you know. And we got this land from him. But it's just about the same, you know. It gave people a lot of work, you know, when they cleaned out the lake. But it took a lot of the land away from people, you know, their bottom, where they made crops, you know.
And, they always said that that was some of the best land in the county.
Yeah, they got the best, yeah.
When the lake did. The lake took it.
Yeah, sure did.
What can you tell us about the area back then? I mean, was there a lot of people? Was it?
No.
I mean,
no. You knew everybody.
You knew everybody.
If you went to the fire, you knew everybody there. You know.
Yeah. So you didn't have a lot of tourists or any.
You knew all your neighbors. And you'd go sit on their porches and talk back in those days. Now they don't visit you at all, you know. But, you know, people, neighbors knew everybody. But now you don't know nobody. I got neighbors around me that I don't know. But it's a lot different, you know.
So after you graduated high school, what did you do for work?
Well, I went up, a cousin of me went up north, you know, and worked a while, and then I come back and married Board.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went up there and stayed a while and worked. I came back and bought this land from Mr. Shaw. But I just mostly a housewife, you know. But I kept my mother 3 years. She had bone cancer, and I looked after her over 3 years, you know. And then I went to nursing school, and we worked at Peachtree at the nursing home. And I saw right off, shaped my back was in, that I couldn't do that kind of work. So Miss Wembley, she called me, her husband had a light stroke, and she wanted me to come up there and help with him. So I went up there. I just stayed half a day, and I helped with his exercise and his bath, you know. And I done that for over 10 years, but mostly I just housewife.
Yeah.
Had enough of that, you know.
Yeah.
I always liked to work my yard, and I had cows, you know, too, few. So, but that's it. Yeah.
So tell me about your family. Your kids,
oh,
husband, all that.
Yeah, I've got two fine kids, Nauka Rogers and Terry Strath. I couldn't have a better family, you know. And I just thank the good Lord for my family every day, because they've never got out worried you to death like most of them. They don't do that. I thank the good Lord for them every day, because they're very precious to me, you know. They're good. I've got to have pastor about full of them over there, you know. And my cousin, Lou May Hunter, she asked me, she said her family wouldn't be home for Christmas. I said, that don't bother me a bit. I said, all I got to do is just open the pasture gate and turn them out.
you had the fence to keep them all in.
Oh. Yeah.
So thinking back, what's some major historical events that you remember happening?
Lord, I don't know. My man doing egg work, that tantrums up there in it. Can you think of something, Terry?
Not right on.
He's behind
right
you.
Can you think of something that
Well, happened? Let me just throw some things out. Do you remember the Great Depression?
Yeah.
What was it like living through that?
Well, it was bad, you know. And then, you know, I'll tell you something else happened back. They had a tornado, you know, in Gainesville about that time. And but it about washed and Gainesville away at that time. There's people hanging in trees and everything down there. I believe that was in 32, I believe. I believe it was in 32. And, you know, boy, it's hard times back in them days. Yeah.
You mentioned that you went up north for work. When people went up north for work, where did they typically go?
Well, they had all kinds of shops and plants and stuff up there. I worked at Kempkins there for a while before I came back. Yeah.
What city or town?
Canton.
Ohio?
Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we lived in Canton, Ohio.
Were there a lot of people from this area that also went to Canton?
Yeah, a lot of people from the south went up there to work. Because there was no work down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's the reason when they built the lake, you know, a lot of people worked on that, you know, that helped. But they just wasn't no work, south, you know, but they made it, you know, part there where at Tempkins they made parts for airplanes, you know. And I gauged little coins about that size. They had a crack in it, you had to do it. That's what I done, yeah. That's what they did there, but they had other shops, you know, plants that people worked at.
What about like through the World War II?
My two brothers, they went through that whole war.
Mm-hmm.
They was over in Germany, I guess. My oldest brother and my youngest brother. And they got back alive, but my youngest brother, he was in a Jeep with two more boys, and they run over a bomb, and it broke my brother's back, you mm-hmm. know. But it killed the other two boys that's in the Jeep. But my brother was laying in the back asleep, and they was in front driving. And it killed them too, but Brother Avery said there he was, he couldn't speak or couldn't say nothing, you know, after hitting that ground. And said they come around checking them, and said they said, well, this one's dead, and this one's dead, and they thought he was dead. And he said, I couldn't tell them I was still alive, but he said, one of them said, no, I believe this is breathing. And so they picked him up, you know, and got him. But he wore no cast for a long time, you know, when he got home. Then he went up north and worked the rest of his life when his back got better, and he raised his family up there. And he died in 93, you know. But all my brothers are dead now. Johnny, you know, he died too. Mildred, she's dead. So I'm the only one that's hanging around. I don't know why.
You're the last one.
Yeah. I'm still hanging around. The good Lord's let me here for some reason.
Let's see. So, going back to the community, do you remember any traditions that the community had around here? Homecomings or anything like that?
At Lower High Tower, every fourth Sunday in May, we had our homecoming. Well, they had it at a different church in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
They had their, you know, and we'd all take lunch, you know, them big dinners.
Yeah.
And at Lower High Tower, it was the fourth Sunday in May when we had our homecoming day up there. And then they'd have a Macedonian other churches all summer long, you know. And of course, all the churches would go where they'd have the homecoming, you know.
So you went to Lower High Tower. That's where you grew up in church at. Do you remember your Do you remember the preacher that you had there? Or preachers?
Well, there's Field and Garrett. And there's one. I'll never get in, but I can't remember his name right now, but he couldn't vote, man. But he got up one Sunday and he said, "You're going to have to get out in Munich and make an election." Said, "I got my wife to port." You know, back then, we didn't have no money.
Yeah.
You know, you had to give them a pig or corn or something to eat.
Yeah.
We didn't have money. I love my brothers, you know. We went to the CC camps. Do you remember when they had CC camps?
I've been to some that were built.
Yeah. See, they had one up on the Soapstone.
Yep.
You remember? And my brother, oldest brother, he worked up there, you know, before he went to the Army, you know. It's for the Army. And they was in them CC camps, and they made $21 a month. Uh-huh. And that's back when they'd put them in the woods and build these roads. They did that with shovels and mattocks.
Yeah.
They didn't have all this fine machine you build roads with now. But that's what they did, you know.
Yeah.
But after that, my oldest brother, he joined the Army. And and my youngest brother, he did too. But anyway, they worked pretty hard, and then they'd always give mother money, you know, if they had some.
Terry wanted us to ask a question. What was it about the church?
Yeah, how they come off Swallows Creek and went to church. I heard you tell the story.
How did y'all come off Swallows Creek and head to the church?
How did we
come off Swallows Creek and head to the church?
We went in a wagon.
Went in a wagon.
We had a wagon. And if we went, you know, when they'd have meetings at different churches, we'd get in that old wagon and we'd come to Macedonia. And down we'd get started, we'd have that wagon full. Everybody get on that wagon and here we'd go to meetings, you know, at different churches in that wagon. Yeah.
Just picking up people along the way.
Yeah. Picked them up. It'd be loaded.
Yeah. What was that ride like in that wagon?
Down.
Yeah.
And the ambulance is about the same.
Yeah.
When I had this hip done, they took me to Gainesville. My heart stopped on me twice. And I'd be doggone, I just felt like I was in a wagon.
Really?
That's, if you've ever never been in an ambulance, you've had it, and you say you've been in a wagon.
Okay, I'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Not much difference. And when they took me over to Blairsville once, they had to go around up Jack Cove, you know, and I think they hit every hole up there.
Oh Lordy. Do you remember your first car that you got while we're talking about the wagon?
Yeah, my husband bought me one. I don't know what model it is, old one.
It's 52.
But he got in
52
to help me drive, you know. You know how they'll tell you how to drive. That didn't work. So one day, while he was gone, him and his guys were working somewhere, and I think, so I'm getting in that car, and I'm going to learn better. Well, Paul Rogers had parked his car down here on the side of the road. I didn't miss his car 2 inches, but I learned. learned to drive by myself. That old car, I don't know how old that thing was. But I know one thing. You about had to push it off every time it cranked. And I had a neighbor out here, you know, and I'd have to take her to the doctor, you know, or do something for her all the time. And so she'd have to push me off. I didn't park on the hill wherever we went. She asked me one day, said, "Who pushes this thing off when I'm not with you?" I said, "I tried to park it on a hill."
So it can push itself off.
But it didn't like to start the starter, you know, and it wasn't too good. You didn't know where you was going or not.
Yeah.
But then he got me another thing. I forget what it was. But I always had a car to drive.
Yeah.
Well, I sure was glad when they made them change the gear. See, I learned on them where you had to change the gear. I like them kind that does their own changing.
The automatic ones. Makes life easier, doesn't it? So, looking back on your life, if there's anything you can tell us, what are you most proud of?
I can't think of nothing's changed. I guess it'd just be the same.
You'd keep it same? What are you most proud of over your life?
My kids.
Your kids.
My family. I thank the good Lord for them. Mm-hmm. You know, He's blessed me. Yeah.
Any advice you'd give for future generations?
Yeah, just serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
Keep in church and serve the Lord. That's the most important thing, because ain't nothing you're on this earth, you know. It is and it's getting, you know. I don't know.
What's some of the most important lesson? What's the most important lesson you've learned throughout your life?
Well, I can't think of.
Can't think of one right now. I was going to ask the kids, is there any stories that she didn't tell that y'all wanted to make sure we got?
I think she covered most of the
Well, I want to ask a question. So the Historical Society, we are restoring a house.
Yeah, that Brown house.
The Brown house.
Yeah, Meg. I remember her.
You remember her?
Yeah.
What do you remember about her? Because we...
Well, she'd get out and go and show women how to sew and crochet and all that stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Did she ever teach you? Or were you ever a student of hers?
No.
No?
I was too little.
Too little?
Somebody had to learn that after it got gone. I crocheted. See that?
Oh, that is beautiful.
That's what I used to do. Now I can't see. I got off the last mile, man. I can't do much. But I do good, pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't grumble.
Is there any questions you have?
Well, do you remember, and some people have mentioned that she also did some educational programming stuff. Do you remember her, was it mainly just like skills, or do you remember anything about her teaching other people in the county, anything? No?
No, she wasn't teaching, but, you know.
Okay. So. One thing I wanted to ask, because we met a lot of people these last 2 days when we had this event for people bringing stuff in, and we had, Tyler had a big map of the county that the print shop Mountain Graphics printed, and we had people writing in on the map just like important places or places they remembered. And one of the things towards Swallers Creek and down towards Corbin that people had talked about was, one, was there an old logging camp at the end of Swallers Creek at one time? No? Okay.
Logging camp. That's where they'd go and log and stay in the woods.
Yeah,
they did that.
Was that near, somebody, I've hiked a lot back there, and there's an air, is it Moreland Fields up there? like way at the end of the creek?
Well, no, it's just, it's woods, you know, all the way up, but there's people lived on each side of the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But people logged, big logs. And we had a sawmill one time there on our place on Swallows Creek where they sawed all those logs and made lumber.
Did they float them down the creek once?
No, they up there at my stepdad's house, over across the creek was a mountain, and they just took the horses and pulled them down where the sawmill was at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what year that would have been? Or around that time?
Well, it had to be in the 40s or 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about logging, do you remember a lot of logging going on in this area?
Well, it was up there on Soil Creek. I don't know where, you know.
Yeah. Were the mountains, did they cut them clear?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, they cut the biggest trees.
The biggest trees?
They cut the biggest trees.
Did the mountains, did they still look like they did today, or were they more bare?
Well, they didn't cut them that close.
Okay.
You know, back then, they'd give you trees to set out, you know, when you cut trees down. I know I set them big tall pines out over here in my pasture. You can see those.
Yeah.
How tall they are over there, trees, and I guess you wished I hadn't done that.
So they'd give you trees to replace what you cut down.
Well, they'd give you trees to put out, then you would, you know. So I got them white pines, you know, and set them out over there.
Okay.
Now they're good and tall.
They're tall,
they
aren't they?
Well, I set them out. But I know my stepdad, they give, back then they'd give you chinky pin bush trees. You know, a kid this day and time wouldn't know what a chinky pin is. And we had that pasture full of their chinky pin trees.
Really?
You go there and you pick your sack full of the chinky pin. But you know, they had the old chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that's better than these tame. I've got a tame one down here, but they're not as good as the old wild chestnuts.
I was going to ask, you were talking about trees, so you remember some of the old chestnuts?
Uh-huh, yeah, they were good. You could pick them up and sell them, you know, sell them. And I set out two trees down here, the tame ones, had one cut down because it's leaning towards it, but it's still down there. I guess it has chestnuts on it, I don't know. I might been able to be out of this house in 3 or 4 years, you know. Don't know what's going on.
When you said they'd give you trees, was that the Forest Service? Or was that someone yesterday mentioned to us?
It was the county. I don't
the
know.
County,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they'd give you all kinds of trees to sit out.
That's great.
Now you buy you one, it'd cost you something.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
They're not cheap anymore.
No.
I know.
No.
They'd give them to you to set out, you know, back in those days. So.
Well, what about your house here? Did y'all build it?
No, it's an old house, but I patched it up ever since I've been here on the hill.
So you bought it and patched it up? And
we bought it from Mr. Strad.
Mr. Strad, yep.
An old house this year, and we tore it down to the frame.
Yep, and redid it.
And redone it, yeah. Because it's oak. It's not this soft pine you get now.
Yeah. It's a solid house.
Yeah, yeah. So I just.
Do you remember what year it was originally built?
No.
You don't?
I guess in the 60s or something. I don't know.
What year did you move over here to Sunnyside?
Is it 47?
47?
Yeah. You know, we didn't have no power by here. You know, we had to use wood stoves, you know. We didn't have electricity but here, you know.
When did you first get electricity here?
I believe it's 57.
57?
Yeah.
So you lived here for about 10 years before you got power?
Yeah. I think that's right.
So did y'all have lanterns, or did you use candles?
No, we had lamps and, okay. You know, back in those days, you know, you lit your lamp.
And cooked on your wood stove. And
yeah, cooked on that wood stove. Yeah. Well, it's nice to get electricity. I tell you.
What's the biggest change you think you've seen in the county over your lifetime?
Well, building the houses and tearing down them. The one thing I see, I know Aunt Gracie had a good house up there, you know. Well, of course they died. They tore that big house down, you know. And it could, you know, people could have lived in that house. There's no point in tearing them old houses down. And, well, they did. I guess they'll push this night under the woods when I die.
They didn't say anything to that one.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm proud it's small. We build these big houses, you know. These people ask me, said, why don't you build you a new house? I said, I don't see nothing wrong with what I got yet. I said, I had two youngins, raised two youngins in it, and I think pretty good.
You talked a lot about young people and you know, them not knowing now what they would do. And that's part of what we're working on this for.
They don't know.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about like what people did for fun when you in the here in Towns County, like when you were a kid or in high school or
they used to have old dances everywhere at houses. I never did get to go to one. And over there at Aunt Lassie Brown's. They had a big dance over there. Well, they called it candy drawing. And when you when you're a kid, you think of a candy. Well, I begged Mother to go, and my oldest brother was going over there. Finally, he said, well, let her go, and I'll bring her back when she gets dark. Well, there was a big dishpan full of candy. Well, me and Cheap Brown, we got in the kitchen where the candy was at. Well, they was tearing down beds in there. They want people trying to dance. You never seen the beat. They had them dances back in them days.
What kind of music was at the dances?
Well, they had these like this. Banjo, guitar, or what you would call it.
Yeah,
they had people play them, and they were trying to dance, and they couldn't get their feet off the floor. My brother tried to teach me to tap dance. He could tap dance. I said, I can't get my foot off the floor. I never could do none of that dancing stuff.
Me neither.
Do you have anything?
I can't think of anything. Caitlin, is there anything?
No.
Yeah. Is there any other advice or any stories you'd like to share with us?
I can't think of more, honey. I think I've done enough.
Well, we appreciate that your time and everything.
We do. Thank you, Miss Montree. Thank you. We do appreciate it.
Sure, whatever, you know.
Yeah. And I know your kids and grandkids and great grandkids and great great grandkids, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Great, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of everyone.
That's something to be proud of right there.
Yeah. So. Thank the good Lord, my kids.
Yes.
Yeah.